It's a midterm election year. Even so, some 300 candidates are vying for 162 local, state, and federal positions in Washington state alone. So who are these would-be officeholders, and what kind of troubles may they have had in the past? Formal background checks for candidates are not part of the typical vetting process, but a former candidate wants to change that. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
David Dowd thinks it's a problem when you can find out more about the history of that used car you're about to buy than the candidate you're casting a vote for. So now Dowd has created something called candidate verification.
We're kind of like the Carfax of politics.
Here's how it works. Political candidates sign up for a free voluntary background check that is then posted online. The background check looks at 10 years of criminal and civil court records and verifies the candidate's education and employment history. Dowd says he got the idea for background checks for candidates after unsuccessfully running for office twice himself.
Both times I ran for office, I ran against somebody who in one way, shape, or form was not being fully forthright about issues in their background.
Dowd's strategy for getting candidates on board is to get groups that endorse candidates to require the background checks as part of the endorsement process. So far, he has buy-in from the Municipal League, two political action committees, and most recently, the King County Republican Party. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.